Thought Thought Episode 27. Dot E1D. We thought it. August 24th, 2016.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Sad Pod, where stay-at-home dads talk about their happy, sad lives. Thank you to Mike and me for the usage of their awesome song. My name is Trevor Mulligan, and I will be your host. Today, we're going to talk about dirty laundry. The dads joining me today are Joel, Tony Hernandez, and our resident laundry expert, David Becker. We're talking about dirty laundry, like the for real laundry, clothes laundry. And, you know, my washer and dryer broke down a few months ago, and it really showed me, I can't tell you how difficult it is to live without a washer and dryer when you have kids. On a normal day, I'll do at least one load, if not more, and I'm definitely not an expert with laundry. Since it is one of my main duties, I do need to learn how to get better at it, and, you know, new tips and tricks. My whites never really get white. They kind of turn that grayish color. It's kind of disturbing. I try to buy black socks now instead of white, just so I don't have to worry about that as much. But I just can't seem to get it white enough. And if you've ever dealt with stains, honestly, I haven't cared enough to. So I know it can be difficult when you do care about doing it. So we got a washer and dryer. We ordered it last month, and it took it multiple times. They changed the delivery date multiple times on us, and we finally got it like last week. So up until this point, I have done almost every piece of clothing that we have in the house, and it is one thing that I do not ever want to live without again. We lived for 4 years without a washer or without a dishwasher, and I could totally do that. I can wash the dishes by hand, and I have no problem with that. But without a washer and dryer, I can't do that anymore. So I want to know, you know, I started doing laundry when I was about 11, but again, I've never really cared how clean they are. I throw them in the washing machine. I put the soap in. I go, okay, wash it. Okay, throw it in the dryer. Okay, dry it. Okay, we're good. I don't care. But now I kind of do. And I have this pimp washer and dryer now that I really want to make sure I can utilize. So enough of me babbling. David seems to be our resident expert, and even his wife can tell you how excited he has been for this show. He's been pinging us. Are you guys ready? We're still doing the show, right? So I'm just going to throw it off to David first of all, and I want to. The first question is, when did you start, and how did it become important to you?
Yeah, no, great to be doing the show. I have been pretty excited. I started probably as a child as a chore, if I can remember. At some point, you know, I think we did our rotation on who ran a load, that sort of thing, and but for a long time, I deferred to my grandmother. You know, she did a lot of the laundry, and I was lucky, right? I mean, there was sort of the joke, you just hand it off to Grammy, and she washes and folds it, and she was a big, she was a big
did,
one.
Did she actually have a washer and dryer? Did she use that old time bucket and scrub? Yeah. I don't know what you call
that. No, nothing fancy, but you know, the standard washer and dryer mix. Okay. And although she was known for, you know, for everything had to be, you know, pressed, and it would always be folded nice and come out. And you know,
was she the crazy one that would do the sheets, the bed sheets too?
At one point she did that. I'm not sure she does anymore, but yes, I believe at one point that was included on her list. Yeah, no. So I guess you could say I learned from the best to that extent.
Nice.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. When I was a kid, if I didn't do laundry when I was a kid, my clothes just wouldn't be clean. So I kind of had to do it myself.
Yeah. And no, and I think somewhere in there was the chore. And I think as I got older, at one point, you know, I lived with them, my grandparents. And so it was sort of, you know, she took, you know, there's a period of time where, you know, I think she just took pure joy out of doing it. So I just didn't have to, but I would observe what she was doing to some extent. I mean, she would, you know, my grandmother would turn always remember watching all the t-shirts had to be inside out because she was worried about like the fibers and the discoloration of, you know, being worn, you know, being washed too many times on the outside of the shirts. She would turn them inside out. I have to admit, I don't necessarily do that on everything now. I sort of take that as a, some of them get done that way. Some of them don't, but,
Depends on how you take it off. Like you take your shirt off, it's inside out. You're like, it's getting washed.
Yeah. And it depends, you know, it depends on like what it is, right? If so, so I would take that if I'm washing, you know, my wife's got a couple of like really nice tops that I think, you know, they're darker colors and I think they get a little bit more worn if you wash them that way. So I always think, yeah, okay, yeah, it's a good trick. I'm going to flip them. Or I have some really nice polo shirts. Flip them inside out. I just don't do every single t-shirt, which she, you know, I imagine I'm sitting there doing my laundry and she's, you know, I probably picture her in the corner going, are you kidding me? You're not doing it that way. I did it that way for your grandfather for how many years? So,
I guess the first question would be, you are in charge of your laundry at your house, correct?
So I am. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. I, you know, I was talking to my wife about the show and she's been laughing. Don't embarrass me too much. But then, but at the same rate, she was giving me, oh, and you'll make sure you tell him you know, do this or that. Or, and one of the things she wanted me to make sure I noted on the show was that I literally, I have like a ban on anybody touching the washer in this house with one very recent exception. And it's mostly been now that we have another kid and our volume is just that much higher. I've kind of okayed the sheets and towels.
Interesting.
And that's about it. And it's very simple. Wow. It's this much detergent, this setting on the washer, loaded up to this point, and I'm okay with it. But outside of that, like, it's just one of those things that, like, it's just don't even get in my way with the rest of the laundry. So I'm really nutty about it.
Wow. I'm super excited to hear about all this. So let's bring Tony in here. Tony, are you in charge of your laundry at your place? How old were you when you started doing laundry? Give us a little background.
Started doing it probably teens. Didn't do it very well then. I do it too well now, and it takes me too long to get it done is one issue. The other issue is that it piles up after it's done because I can't find a place to put it. And that's a structural problem.
Okay.
Butting my head up against, and I finally just got to the point to where I'm saying, there's the clean laundry, I'm not putting it up. And the reason for that is, I don't know where to put it. It's such overload as to where to put it. I don't want to put it in the wrong place.
But you are in charge in your household of doing
to get
the
it clean.
To get it clean, not to put it away. So putting it away is a whole different topic, I guess, for you.
Well, it is now, and it's not a problem. The one thing that I was wondering is, you know, it's more of a personal thing. You guys wash your clothes before you wear them the first time?
It depends. Sometimes not.
I wash socks and underwear before I wear them because then you get like tons of lint, fuzz, and dingleberries all over the place.
Yeah, same 100% wash here. Yeah, before anything. I mean, there's chemicals and stores and 100% wash.
Yeah, I pretty much wash
everything.
And you
do as well then, Tony?
Pretty much, you know, underwear, yes. Undershirts, what have you, yeah. I've kind of got flexible on the rest of it as long as it's not directly touching my skin, I'm okay with, you know, wearing it once, I guess. I've gotten to that point.
Okay.
As far as the laundry itself, I do separate it only because I want to make sure whatever I wear, if it's supposed to be white, that it's fairly white.
Right. Not gray white like mine.
Well, yeah, and if I didn't wear an undershirt half the time, I probably wouldn't even worry about it.
Okay, Joel, how about you, Joel? Let's get Joel. Are you in charge of laundry at your house? And when did you start doing laundry? And how important is it for you?
I am not in charge of laundry because I suck at getting it done, which means I let it pile up. I will wash it. I don't fold it. I have three large IKEA-sized bags of laundry that's washed, and I have not folded it. It's sitting in my closet. It's been there for like 3 months. And then I have a huge 3-bin sorter that's about waist high, full of clothes. And I still have 2 closets full of clothing, so I don't miss what I haven't worn that's not folded. And I don't miss what's dirty. My husband does all of the laundry for the kids and his. He takes care of that. My own personal laundry, I don't do it well, in terms of I'm not getting it put away or washing it. But then I don't miss it either. So I don't know what you want to call it. It's a mess.
I was going to say, I mean, you and your husband are fashionable. I know. I see these pictures all the time. And so you guys have these nice clothes. And I've gone to conventions with you where you're like, I have a change of clothes for the afternoon. And I'm like, should I have my t-shirt on and my jeans? Okay, you know. And so I know you're fashionable. That blows me away. I totally would have assumed that you were like David and Mr. Like, let me tell you how to get a stain out. But that's
awesome. I can tell you how to do that. I'm really good about that. I'm just not good about folding the clean laundry, and I'm not good about washing my own laundry. And I think that comes from I have a lot of clothes.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean,
okay. So there are times that like I won't fold them right away, or I put them back in the laundry basket, and then you know my wife will end up getting to it and putting it away, whatever I didn't do. And there's definitely times that. You know, I throw it in the dryer, and it is such a luxury not to have to worry about it again. It'll sit there until I need to put something else in there, and then I'll pull it out. Do you guys do the same thing? Just get totally lazy and just leave it in there?
I think to some extent, come up with a, you know, it's one tip, I guess, on that end, maybe for Joel. But I mean, but we come up with a bit of a system here. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but I'm really good at folding. Like my wife jokes that I fold like I worked at the Gap at some point. I mean, everything's nice and perfect and crisp.
I still fold like I work at the Gap, and I did work there.
Well, but here's the thing with the folding, right? So even though I fold that well, our system now, particularly post, you know, second kid, I mean, we've adapted in this house a little bit on chores and whatnot. I almost never end up folding now. So she does the bulk of the folding. So even though my wife's not as good at the folding, and she also probably doesn't really like it like I do, it's sort of like, okay, I do this half. It's much more effective for me to be kind of focused on that end of the time consumption. If as long as I get it upstairs and in a timely fashion so it doesn't wrinkle. So a lot of times, like the shirts. What's that?
I was just going to ask that. So does she iron them before she's folding them, or are they just wrinkled?
No, so I take the shirts. When the shirts come out, and a lot of the pants, I actually take them and will kind of lay those out so they're flat. But I pile them on the top of the laundry basket so that they're flat, so that they're not wrinkled.
Right.
Or like the other day, like last week, I did a bunch of loads kind of all at once because we were heading out of town for something. So I was just kind of like banging out all the clothes. I was literally, it was out of the dryer and right upstairs, and she's watching TV, and okay, I'm going to fold them. Well, I'm downstairs getting the next load going with the kids' laundry or something like that.
Nice.
And so there's, you know, we kind of developed a little bit of a system on that end where, you know, everyone's kind of does their share of it, and it's, you know, it sort of works. But I've got to do my part. Like she does not, like my wife does not go usually down to the dryer and take something because she's not always sure like, well, what's ready, what's going on. So it's sort of
she's off limits in the washing in the laundry
that room. Too afraid to set foot anywhere near it, right? But I mean, that's just sort of how we got around that, because it was like, I'm really good at this, I like doing this part, but the other part is just a drag.
That's awesome. Okay, so my wife tells me the clothes that I need to be careful with, and then other than that, she knows I just throw the shit in there. I gotta watch my mouth, don't I? So yeah,
they all have tags, you know. You can read all the tags individually.
Oh man, with my kids' clothes. Look, my kids' clothes. I literally have one basket for my kids' clothes. I go, okay, put all your clothes in there, and no matter what, I just put it in there and hit the sanitize or on the hottest level that I can, just to help, you know, because they're poopy underwear and all of that. Just sanitize whatever I can in there, and that's all I do.
So my fear on that end a lot of times is I just pull the hot pink stuff out. I mean, I have 2 girls, and so the bright colors that run. And I, you know what, like I take a lot of pride in stuff, but I will fully admit that I've ruined, you know, certain articles of clothing. Usually they're mine, fortunately, but I mean, it's happened. I mean, and it can be like a, you know, if they've been run through a couple of times, it doesn't really matter. They've already run.
Right. I was just going to ask,
you know,
that.
And well, so,
yeah,
so,
don't you just wash it once and then it should be fine. And then you can mix it with whatever you want.
Usually. Yeah. With the kids, I worry a little bit just in that I run a lot of their stuff. I don't do a sanitize for everything. I wouldn't recommend that all the time because I think that kind of beats up on the clothing a little bit, but I do typically a warm or a hot. But the trick with the pinks and, you know, those bright, any of that running stuff, throw it in with your towels and sheets load. So I wash those on high temp anyways. I don't do sanitize usually, but I do them on a hot most of the time. And I don't care if a towel runs on a towel on average. First off, they're not gonna because they've been washed a million times. But even the hot pink and whatever, it's, you know, it's gonna be like I don't know what color everyone's sheets are, but like if I've got like a gray pair of sheets and a blue towel, like the hot pink brand new item isn't gonna really cause any sort of an issue. So I save a pile of that and then throw it all in on those. So I know they're getting a good wash, and you're avoiding the run issue. I mean, there's a couple ways around it. You just have to kind of take the steps.
Right, for the colors. Now, you separate everything, though. You separate the color and white, and then separate colors.
So I separate – yes and no. I separate the whites. My pure white goes into a pile. My high temp, like the poopy, you know, stain type deals – Those go into a high temp, like a separate pile. And then hot pink or whatever goes into my, like, you know, my towels and whatever, you know, type of load. So I sort of just have like a couple small piles. And then if there's a delicate, there's sort of like delicate. So if you will go into my laundry room, there's usually like a couple of small piles of, okay, I only had two super high temp poop things for my infant. I'm waiting till I get three or four more things, and then I'm going to run that load. And I kind of just put them in a pile right next to the washer, and I wait till I get a few. Same with the delicates.
How often are you doing it?
It's throughout the week. I often will pile I'll give myself a couple day break, and then I'll go into like a couple days where I'm running, you know, two to three loads per day, and I'm just sort of in that mode, and then I kind of give myself a couple day break. I mean, everyone's got a different thing. I mean, I remember my dad used to do literally a load every single day, and he didn't care if he did lights, whites, darks, whatever, and it was all their stuff. And he just did a load every day. And I mean, that's a system too, right? You get it, then you dry it, and you fold it, and you're done, and you move on. I mean, you know, it's whatever everyone's comfortable with, right? And their volume. So, and the amount of kids, right?
So I can't do sanitize all the time because it's going to destroy the clothes. My boys destroy the clothes, and they're growing so fast anyway.
So maybe
I don't care
doesn't.
For theirs, but yeah, on mine, that's great to know. And on my wife's, I'm sure she's going to like that aspect. Obviously, we're talking about the colors and the separating colors. And you have three categories, seems like, right now: the pure whites, two high temps, and then a delicate. I'm seriously taking notes because I want to know, you know, how I.
Yeah, my lights and darks, I generally will wash together, but there isn't a huge, maybe, I don't know, at some point, maybe, you know, maybe it changes in what I own, but our lights, darks, there isn't a big, it's that pure white that I always worry. You know, like you were mentioning earlier, that it turns gray and you're like, what happened to this really nice white polo shirt that I bought? I mean, those are the types of things that should always, totally.
Joel, do you worry about that when you actually do it?
Well, I hate with a passion, and this is probably the only time I'll ever use the word hate, is that white doesn't stay white. It gets dingy. Yeah, it never stays that color.
And we're going to come back to that because that is one of the questions I have for David. I mean, this is a whole branching off subject because you can use, you know, bleach. How much bleach do you use? What, you know, so we'll get back to that. But Tony, are you a big separator?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything.
And what really taught me to do that is if my wife ever touches laundry, I can count on at least two or three articles of clothing to be ruined.
Really? So she doesn't do laundry at all?
Not very well at all.
No. Okay. Well, see, my wife can do laundry, and it's totally fine. She can do the laundry. There are certain things of her laundry that I do not do. Like, she likes to hang her pants. Like, she has the hooks on hangers, and she'll hang them from that. And I just don't do that. You want them hung up like that? That's fine. I take mine, I roll them up, I put them in the drawer. That's good. They're put away.
Yeah, I don't roll because I don't want to iron.
Okay, yeah. See, I don't iron anyway. If it's wrinkled, now that we have this fancy dryer, it will actually unwrinkle for her.
I want one of those.
Oh, it's so great. So if, you know, in the morning and she goes, I want to wear this shirt. Oh, we got the fancy dryer.
Don't get used to it unwrinkling, though, because eventually it doesn't work as well. We have that feature on our dryer, and after having our dryer for a few years, it doesn't work anymore.
Is it because of the dryer or because of the clothes?
It's just the dryer. Even though we have a clear vent and all that stuff, it just doesn't work well anymore.
Now, you can always take a towel and throw it in with damp towel, and, you know, it usually knocks the wrinkles out of most things.
Wait, say what? So,
yeah, I know there's a lot of different cleaning products out there that you can clean your washer, which is probably going to help make the whites whiter, and then something
with your dryer. I do that to my washer all the time. Once a month, I clean the washer.
Yeah, those we use like the iFresh tablets, right, Joel?
No, I make my own solution.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Tell us what's your
solution? I'd like to know that. Yeah,
it's baking soda thing. I found it online. Oh God, I use baking soda, a little bit of lavender oil, a little bit of witch hazel. Oh, Bonami. That's what it is.
Bonami.
It's Bonami. It's like Ajax, but it's completely all natural.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to have to do more research on that. Mine's brand new, so I don't have to worry about that right now, but in the future.
And the only reason I put the lavender in it is because the Bonami doesn't really have a smell. It's a hypoallergenic powder cleanser. So I mix that with the baking soda just to give it like a nice little fizzy bubbly thingy, and then a little bit of
Okay, great. Well, since we're talking about that, let's talk about perfumes, because my wife doesn't like any of the smells. I could care less. You get all of the like non-perfume soap and dryer sheets. Oh, actually, here's one of my tips for the dryer. I don't buy dryer sheets. I do have a few right now, but I use aluminum foil balls to stick it in there to prevent the static cling. Have you guys heard of that before?
They have there's like wool dryer balls and
interesting. I seriously take aluminum foil from the drawer in the kitchen, ball it up into a ball, throw it in there, and it works great.
Really?
So yes.
Yeah, and obviously, do you have an electric dryer or a gas dryer?
It's electric.
Okay, so we have a gas. You couldn't do that.
Why couldn't you do that?
Oh, the static.
The static.
No, that prevents the
it
static.
But with the gas dryer, it would create static.
Would it really? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, and then you're also creating a possible fire because it could spark. I use dryer sheets just because if I had anything else, Lord knows where they would go. So dryer sheets.
Okay, are they perfume dye free?
No, they're the ones that aren't made with
They all have, even like the perfume dye, like the like free ones, I feel like they all have like a little bit of something going on, but they're certainly, because I'm the same way, like I don't like smells and all, you know, but I feel like it's enough of like not having it where it's okay, you know, it's tolerable as long as it's supposedly scent free. But I know what you mean, like with your wife, like it says it, but it's not really, so you're trying to minimize a little. But I saw, you know, the other day I saw an article and it's like, you know, it was like the now men can do laundry. You know, I think I shared it and some of you guys may have seen, right? And it was like, now men can do, you know, the musky oak, whatever one. And I'm like, I kind of like the way my clean laundry smells right now. If it smelled like oak, I'd be like, can I wash it, please? This is disgusting.
Exactly. I agree. I saw that post you put up and I was like, oh, that would be disgusting.
Yeah.
I would
not okay.
It's well, like see, a manly smell. No, thanks. That's not my
that stuff sucks ass, by the way. Sucks. That manly stuff thingy, somebody sent me a sample of it actually like a few months ago. I tried it and I said, why do I have to use so much to actually get the clothes clean? Because I tried it and it took more liquid detergent to actually clean the stuff. And it always smelled clean, but it didn't look clean.
Okay, so that takes to another thing. How much soap do you use on each one? Because I'm always told that I'm using too much soap.
Yes.
I use half of what the measure line says. And the reason why is because that stuff is so concentrated and we don't work in such harsh conditions to actually need that much soap. So we're actually being duped into using more than we need. So,
well, that's like that toothpaste.
With that being said, in order for our household to not go through so much laundry detergent, I buy the pods because my husband loves to overkill with the products. I mean,
right. Now that makes sense. That makes sense. It's so easy enough for then kids too to know how much to put in.
Well, actually, the kids, I don't like them to touch those pods. So, but it's just for the future, they'll know just one pod.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I like to use the lighter scented stuff because by the time it gets to the dryer, you don't really smell it and it's faded. Okay. I don't want to be inundated with the smells, but it will smell fresh. So, like fresh scent or the light linen scented stuff. And then the pods are for me are the best, but then in the measuring stuff, I use half of even what is suggested.
And just because it smells fresh doesn't mean it is fresh.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So David, what are your thoughts on the amount of soap?
Yeah. No. I just recently had this conversation with my mother-in-law on vacation, and she was showing me clothes that had actually had some marks on them that were like dye type marks. And trying to figure out, I don't understand, how this happened. And I started explaining, we had this when we bought our high efficiency when it was brand new.
I was going to ask about that after.
We ruined a couple of pieces of some nice poles of mine got ruined, and we ended up going back to, to the manufacturer and piecing it together. And they kept saying, nope, you're using too much. And I mean, they want maybe, half of the recommended is okay. They actually would say that the machine could tolerate even less, like a tablespoon or two at most. I mean,
so you have one of the high efficiencies then.
So front loading, high efficiency.
Yes.
And I put probably 2 tablespoons worth. Maybe if I really think it's dirty, like I think Tony, to your point, if it's really dirty, then I will put a little bit more in, knowing that I've really got a load that's going to need it. But
so somebody told me at one point, if you use too much soap and you don't put it in the dryer but you hang dry it and it gets stiff, that indicates that you use too much soap, I guess, or that's an indication of using too much soap. Is that true? I don't know.
For me, my washer starts alerting me that it says suds on it, and that's how I know I put too much. it's like throws a warning off. Like, it'll wash it, but I think it starts to tell you may want to re-rinse this or rewash it to get all that out because there's too much.
When I know that a too much when I know detergent has been used too much, our washer keeps going for the rinse a little longer. It just automatically goes. Mm. It automatically goes longer, and I can tell because I'm like, it's taking too long. I'm waiting
because I always do an extra rinse just in case.
Well, I don't do an extra rinse, but I just noticed that when my husband used to do it with the laundry detergent, it would take a little longer to rinse.
But I do the extra rinse for the kids' purposes. I don't always do it on my own loads, but on theirs.
Right.
I know we use hypoallergenic, free and clear, all that stuff. Right, but I always do the extra rinse just thinking it's just one extra layer of trying to get that stuff off.
Okay. Let's go back to the whites a little bit. How do you keep your whites white? Like I said, just today, actually, I did. We have a bunch of white towels and we're like, why did we even get white towels? I mean, I don't know. Maybe some are from the hotels or something. I don't know. But we have white towels, and half of them are already dingy gray, and then the other half are like newer. But I threw them all in, and I did it with the regular soap. I think I used too much soap. But then I added bleach into it just to see how it worked. And I don't really see a big difference. So how do you keep your whites white? Do you use bleach?
So I actually never – I don't know, but I'm actually curious to hear what everybody else's take on bleach is. But I don't ever use bleach. I've never introduced bleach into my washer. I'm really a stickler about it. And one of the reasons actually stemmed from when I had those initial stain marks on the clothes that turned out to be that I was using too much detergent, literally to the you know, using the recommended amount, but it was still too much. But their first question for me was, well, did you use bleach in there? Okay, not in this load, but what about like in a previous load? You know, sometimes it doesn't fully rinse out of the system and then you can have these problems. And so at that point I just said, you know, it's a brand new washer. I've never used bleach. I'm just, if that's one of the manufacturer's early questions for me, and that's how they feel about using bleach, no matter what sort of rinsing, it's not worth it.
Okay, great. So, I'm never going to use bleach again in mine. But how do you keep yours white though?
So I let the washer and the products do their job. So
okay. No, we're not sponsored. But what product do you use then?
Yeah, no sponsors here. But I go through the OxyClean spray.
Oh, good. Okay.
Like crazy.
That's spray for so that's for like stains and stuff.
So yeah, so the OxyClean spray. I don't use Shout or anything like that. I use the OxyClean spray. I found it. You can buy now. You can buy it like a Walmart online for like their refills for like $4.50 for a big container. I still churn through them like crazy. But I do that and I spray anywhere. And I've never with that product, I've never had a problem with like a color discoloration or anything like that.
Nice.
So I use it on everything.
And do you use powder at all? Like I do have OxyClean powder that I'll throw
I there's debates on the powder stuff. I felt that I didn't like kind of from a residue, you know, every once in a while standpoint. So we're just talking, I mean, there's a lot of different things to do with the different colors, but if you take the whites, I take anywhere that I think that there's a stain, a perceived stain, a dark area. If it's like, my button down dress shirts, you know, you do like the under the arms, you do around the collars. I mean, all those types of areas, you spray those nice, you kind of rub them just a little bit together. The OxyClean, it's a minimum. They kind of want like a 10 minute, I usually do a 10 to 15 minute, let it sit. So you don't just spray it, throw it in and hit start.
Yep.
If you're going to go to bed, just set your washer to like start in an hour or whatever. But I do that. I don't let it get to the point that it dries. And then I use Tide Boost, but I use the Free and Clear Stain Boost. So it's not a detergent. Okay. It's just the stain aspect that goes into the load. And then I use for detergent, I use the All Free and Clear. It's like the white bottle, and you know, I use the liquid. I know where you're going with maybe switching to using the packets as well for that. And I need to sort of do on my own end some research on doing two packets in the wash, if that's okay, whatever. So
you can put
two in there. It says it on there for like a large heavy load, you can add two.
On the one that I got, it said you could go up to three if it's like a huge heavy duty load.
So I've never done multiples like that, but I would say that would mean I could at some point switch to an all packet and a Tide Boost packet. And so right now, just because it's kind of that whole don't break, you know, don't try to.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
I kind of have just used this trio of products in this exact form, and I've never. I would say at one point I'll probably move to the in part maybe you know in part just that whole measuring and how much you use the packets for the all, but so I've never switched though. I know they make like a Boost/detergent Tide. I kind of always felt like my detergent's always been the all, so I don't really want to mess with it. And my Tide is sort of my Tide Boost Free and Clear, so I don't want to mess with it.
Right.
You know, and then I let the washer do it. I mean, I don't care if you have look, I'm a proponent of the many cycles front loader, buy the really good one. But those are expensive washers. That's a lot for some people to sit there and you know, have to go out and buy and use. Yeah. So So you know what? I've used the same combination, you know, on vacation with an older washer at our Cape house for the, I get good results as well. I take some of the heavier stains and I just put them aside and I bring them home with me. So I'm doing it in my own area. But I mean, the products, if you use them right, I feel like there's some great stuff out there and it really, you know, the OxyClean I'm a big fan of that. I mean,
I'm a fan of OxyClean also. Yeah. It just sounds like, you know, the items that you've gotten just work well together. It's just nice.
Don't mess with it.
Yeah, right.
And I do. The temperature.
Tony, do you use bleach?
No.
Okay. No. Do you have a similar kind of concoction that you use,
or do you just kind of? I'm totally old school when it comes to an additive. I use borax.
Me too.
Okay, so you both use borax.
Yes. You know, it's since 1888 or something like that. You know, that and Free and Clear. So I don't have any perfume in my clothes, you know.
Free and Clear, okay.
I started
and it's
going back
very to it. Cost effective, too.
Yeah, it is. And I started going back to it when my son picked up a towel and he says, this towel smells. I'm like,
Now, okay. Is that a powder or is that a liquid?
Borax is a powder. So I use both a powder. I usually use all or something similar to all that's free, doesn't have any dyes or anything in it, and also has a stain agent in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you treat the stains before you put them in the wash? Let the wash do it?
For the last 6 months to a year, no. Unless it's something that my wife hands me and says, I got such and such on this.
Interesting. And now, Joelle, you use borax also. Do you use bleach?
I use borax. My husband loves to use bleach. So when he does the stuff that he does, I don't care what he uses. When I use any of my stuff, I use borax. Because I use the borax. Okay. I use sometimes baking soda and vinegar for the whites.
I've done that before, because I found it works.
I mean, I have some t-shirts that are white, and I really love them because it has pointillism art graphics transposed on them. I've replaced those shirts like the second time, and the second time that I replaced them, I said, never am I going to replace these again. So I started using borax, and I started using vinegar and baking soda, and it works. And what I love about it, though, is I don't have this really weird film left in the inside of my washer. Like, I could always see when it was starting to get dirty, so I would need to clean it. Now, because I use borax, it kind of helps keep the washer clean on its own. So I only have to wash, treat it, clean it once a month. Because we have dogs, so we have to wash our dog blankets where they sit on, and sometimes they have accidents. Right. So I have to take care of our machines. And what the great thing about the borax powder and stuff like that, it also helps break down the hair follicles, and it really helps them go down and not get stuck or clogged.
Nice. David, do you have pets?
I do. Yeah, one dog.
Okay.
Mostly a hair with him than anything else. I mean, he doesn't really get on anything else. But I'm listening to this whole borax thing and sitting, you know, thinking about, I'm going to take a look at it. I mean,
well, let me give you an example. For a 4-pound box, it's $6.09.
Wow.
You don't have to replace that probably until about three months if you're doing it.
Now, at one point, I think I might have used that borax, and I got a recipe online to make my own soap. Have you guys ever made your own laundry soap?
That's what I do with the cleaning powder. I take Arm & Hammer. I take Arm & Hammer baking soda. I use the Bone & Me, a little bit of lavender oil, and then I take one lemon and squeeze it. And then I shove it all into the thing. Like, I pour it into put your dry detergent. And my washer smells wonderful. And it looks clean. And the acid works with the baking soda. And then the Bon Ami helps with, like, scrubbing the inside of it, because it creates this weird sudsy effect. And I don't have to add anything that I can't pronounce or that I don't know what it is.
Wow.
But I figured that out because I used to use this Tide one, and I just always noticed that, yes, it's clean, but I had to still clean it just as often, and I don't have to do it. And plus, because I use the borax now with my whites and my light-colored stuff, now I realize that I don't have to always clean it as much.
Okay, so I'll start with Tony. What's the most difficult thing in doing laundry for you?
Actually getting it all done.
Okay, that's a good point. I know you have animals as well. We have kids, so I mean that's just going to be the default answer because they go through so many clothes.
Well,
Joelle goes through so many clothes. Oh wait, yeah,
I do.
So David, you agreed with that? Just getting it done.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually seen the true end of all the piles.
Ooh, I'm getting really close just because I've been going heyday on laundry.
But as soon as, But as soon as I'm close, there's like something like a one item goes into the delicate pile, and now I got to wait for three more. You know what I mean? That's just the way I do it. There's always some sort of little, even when you just go nuts. That's probably a good default answer. I mean, no, I mean, you know, I think that the difficulty, I mean, on my end, it is a little stressful with the amount of stains that comes through, and that I really. Like, I take pride in it and don't want to, and it sounds like everybody else is sort of in the same boat. I mean, you know, even Joel, I know you're not doing it all the time and you get frustrated, right? You're worried about your set of shirts, right? And I feel like there's a lot of stress behind it. And look, I mean, if a stain doesn't come out of a product, you know, like a shirt, even something that the kids are wearing, it's brand new and $30 or something, you know, then it's like, what am I going to do? I got to throw it out, or they got to walk around with the same, with the stain on it. I mean, you really want to do a good job, because this is what everybody in the family wears. This is what's on, you know, they out there every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, and it costs you money if you screw up. Right. I mean,
yeah. So. And then I found that when I transitioned to using the Borax, it also works as a cleaning product for your bathroom and your kitchen. So I have a multi-purpose product. So I'm not stressing about what I'm cleaning. And plus with our dogs, I just feel that, you know, whatever I'm cleaning, they lick. So do I want them licking chemicals? Not really. So it kind of like helped me just without even realizing it. I'm kind of green cleaning my home. I still have the traditional other products because my husband loves it, but with what I use, it lasts a long time, it's not expensive, and it has multiple purposes. So, yeah, because like if you want to clean your microwave, take that lemon that you use to squeeze the juice that I use to clean my washer with, I stick it in a bowl of hot water and put it in the microwave, and you deodorize and clean your microwave at the same time.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Put it in some water.
I in my head instantly when you said that, I thought you put the lemon in there and just like turned it on 5 minutes and said, watch this, and then wipe it down with the lemon or something.
No, you put the lemon in a little bit of water, basically the steam and the acid mixed together, and it softens all the food in there, and it also deodorizes it, and you just wipe it down with a little cloth and you're done.
Oh, that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool.
Okay, so David, you're a resident expert on laundry. What other tips? Or I know you were really excited about that. So have we not talked about something that you want to talk about?
I think I've gone through most of the stuff that I wanted to share. I mean, certainly, you know, I think the products you use and why you use them and whatnot are kind of they are a personal decision, and what you're comfortable with, what's working with everybody. But I do, you know, the one thing I'd like to, you know, just sort of put out there that I think every, you know, people may be listening to this who maybe do the laundry every once in a while, but or they do some laundry, but they're sort of nervous about doing it or think they don't like it. But just to know that, I mean, you would be shocked at the stuff that the average person sends the cleaners that they could just do at home for not a lot of extra effort in reality. Delicate stuff that you just put in a delicate cycle and you do it and you just don't put it in the dryer. I mean, things like that.
Hey.
And the amount of, first, the amount of money that you save and, you know, and you know, it's right off the bat. I mean, it's expensive, but also that your stuff comes out looking nicer. And I would just, so that, and I would just stress, you know, taking a little extra care in it. I think that's one of the things that we've noticed is just how much better. I mean, like my dress shirts, you know, a lot of the stuff my wife wears to work. I mean, a lot of those like shirts, blouses, you know, they're all literally years later, they all look better because they're not thrown in some, you know, some machine with God knows what chemical.
Hot sanitized and, level.
Like yeah. No, and I've, like, look, you know, I'm home with the kids, but I, you know, I said before, you know, I do a lot of things outside the house and I have a lot of really nice dress shirts and they were getting, all the cuffs were getting hot pressed, like out and boom and pressed to dry them and they were crimpling up and like literally like really nice custom shirts were getting destroyed. That doesn't happen anymore.
I haven't taken stuff to the dry cleaners except for my suit.
Yeah, that's about it, right?
Other than that, and my wife.
And how often do you have to do suits?
Not often.
If I'm really sweaty in it, I'll wear it maybe twice, depending on how bad. You know, like I've got a new suit that I wore 8 months ago, and then I just wore it yesterday or the other day, and it's going to the dry cleaners.
Wow. Okay, so I have two suits in my closet, and I did have to wear a suit on Sunday because I went to a friend's wedding, but that is the first time I've worn that suit since I think I got married eight years ago or so. So that's how often I wear suits.
Yeah, average about once every 3 years or so. But my wife switched not too many years ago to wearing a lot of stuff that doesn't have to be dry cleaned necessarily. You know, our expense for dry cleaning is either a dress that has to be dry cleaned or my suit. That's it. I don't wear dress shirts that often. So if I'm going to have to wear one, either one of two things, either I've got one that'll fit me or I go buy a new one because I've gained too much weight in the last 6 months.
Right. I just have them keep letting them out, you know.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're winding down on the show. I'm going to ask one question for each of you as the closing question, and it's all about ironing. What do you iron, and do you have a limit of what you iron? David, I know we started with this a little bit with your grandmother. I had a friend whose mother literally would iron her underwear, their underwear, everything, bed sheets and everything.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it all, down to the underwear.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So the final question, what do you iron? What's your limits?
Yeah, no, I mean, polo shirts, I do, you know, if I'm going to go out and it looks a little wrinkly or something, I might do it. But mostly my dress shirts, any like dress pants, slacks. But the probably about the furthest into where most people don't is I will usually iron my undershirts if they're going to go under, like particularly if it's a white undershirt going under a white shirt.
Yeah,
because you're going to see it. Yeah. I mean, if it's a patterned shirt or something, you know, a lot of times I won't. It just doesn't make, you know, there's no need. But if it's white under white, then I do. I will stop and iron it. It's not... You just got to get into a groove. Once the iron's out, have at it. You're there. You're doing it. Just get it, you know, nice. A bunch of it done at once.
Right. We own one somewhere. I know. I promise we do. I haven't used it for probably 8 years either. Tony, what about you? What do you iron? What don't you iron?
I iron very little. If it's a linen blend or linen that my wife actually needs to wear. If the dryer doesn't knock them out enough, I will touch it with an iron. My dress shirts, I will iron. Occasional pair of khakis or something. If they're having something at church that I want to make sure that I don't look like I just am bummed. But other than that, I very rarely touch an iron.
Okay. I'm scared of this one now. Joelle, what do you iron and what don't you iron?
I will iron my dress shirts. I will not iron regular t-shirts. I usually stick those in the dryer for wrinkle release if needed. But typically I'll dry something and hang it right away. So all my t-shirts are hung up, including undershirts. I don't have tank tops that I wear underneath things, just t-shirts.
When was the last time you ironed anything and what was it?
I ironed something a few days ago when it was for an event where I had to wear these pants that... I typically would dry clean, but I realized that I could wash them because I just never bothered to check. So I was like, well, I don't have time to dry clean this. And then I was like, oh, I could wash them. Oh, and I could iron them myself too. Yay. So dress shirts, some pants, and even some like cotton cut pants that are cut like jeans, but they're not jeans.
Okay.
But I don't iron underwear, socks, or, you know, and jeans. I don't iron jeans. I mean, my black jeans, I'll get them dry cleaned sometimes, but they'll press them, but I tell them not to do it too hard. Like, I'll tell them, give them a light press. Don't give them a hard press. Just because I don't want the color to bleed out of black things, because black is one thing that doesn't stay black.
A garment back from the dry cleaners that have been creased wrong or what have you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about blacks. I think we covered a lot. The sanitizing will destroy the clothes, how we separate the colors, how we're taking care of the whites, and then some of our tricks on combining some of the chemicals or non-chemicals that we're using. The amount of soap, I think that's a huge thing that we overdo. But I think this was a cool show. I enjoyed it. And I just want to thank Joel, Tony Hernandez, and David Becker for joining me on this show. And we hope that you all can do your laundry and have cleaner clothes maybe from this. And we hope everyone has a super daddy fun day. It's just another ordinary, typical day. Me and my daddy gonna go out and play. I hope my baby sister doesn't get in the way. I read